My name is Gala Riani. I'm the head of analysis for the Middle East and North Africa. And I have with me today James Fallon, our Syria and Lebanon expert within our Middle East department here at Control Risks. And we're going to spend just a little bit of time looking at some of the recent events in Lebanon and the prospects for further instability hitting the country in the short to medium term. So James, can I just ask you to start with recapping what's actually happened over the past few days in Lebanon?
Well, on 19th October, there was a large explosion in a bustling district of central Beirut. Several hours after the explosion, it became clear that it had targeted one of Lebanon's top security officials, Brigadier General Wissam al-Hassan. Now, Brigadier General Wissam al-Hassan has a political affiliation as well. He's generally seen as anti-Syrian and pro-March 14th, which is the country's opposition alliance. As a result, his killing sparked gunfights in Beirut and Tripoli, political protests in central Beirut, and protests of a less coordinated nature throughout the country. In the wake of the killing, we've also seen demands escalate on the part of the opposition for the collapse of the current government, which is led by Prime Minister Najib Mikati, who is backed by Syria's allies in Lebanon, primarily the March 8th alliance.
So what are the prospects at the moment for the government with the pressures that are in place? I mean, those forces that are calling for the government to be overthrown, how able are they to actually make this happen?
Well, there are a number of national actors in Lebanon that could precipitate a government collapse. March 14th is not currently one of them. And we haven't seen any of the actors that could bring down the government express a real belief that this is the path to take. Whereas the Prime Minister, Mikati, expressed his willingness to resign in the wake of the blast if that were deemed by the president, Michel Suleiman, to be the best course for the nation, the president did not accept this resignation. As far as the other actors who could bring down the government, Walid Jumblat, who leads the Progressive Socialist Party, a prominent Druze politician who is more or less the swing vote in the Lebanese cabinet, has also stated that the cabinet itself should not be blamed for the killing of Hassan. So when we read into these statements, we really think that the risk of government collapse in the near term is quite low. At this point, a government collapse would be read as a political victory for March 14th and will be quite destabilizing. All these factors underpin our belief that while the pressure on the government to resign is unprecedented, and while the opposition will probably continue to demand that the government resign, we don't foresee this happening over the 19 October bombing.
Okay. So just one final question, James. I think the key issue really here has to do with Lebanon's history, its association with Syria, and obviously the backdrop of the country's very long civil war from 1975 to 1990. Given that we foresee that the Syrian crisis is going to go on for a significant period of time, what are the potential triggers that could see Lebanon potentially fall into a spiral that could result in severe instability?
Well, I think that what we're seeing in Lebanon and what we'll likely continue to see is a sustained degradation in the security environment. There are good reasons to believe that Lebanon can remain resilient in the face of conflict in Syria, but it's difficult to know how long this can last. As destabilizing an actor as Syria has been in Lebanon over the past four decades under Assad rule, it's also been the one external power that's been able to broker truces on a consistent basis and then enforce political agreements. I think it's worth noting that for the past 40 years of all the change that has taken place in Lebanon, the Assad regime next door has been a constant. And I think it's difficult to underestimate how significant an impact the collapse of the Assad regime could have on political continuity in Lebanon.
Okay. Thank you very much, James.
You're welcome.